I guess Francis Ford Coppola and the Academy Awards go hand in hand. No surprise there. But now the Francis Ford Coppola Winery will be attending the Oscars, in specific, the Governor's Ball. On the KSRO live line with us is the winemaker at the Coppola Winery, Corey Beck. Good morning, Corey.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. We're happy that that the hometown is going to be represented at the Oscars, but this time it'll be in the form of a glass instead of a statue, right?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. When we got the nod that we were going to be selected, and it's a three-year agreement, which is great, I had a lot of friends and emails that came through that said, basically, God, we thought you guys had been doing it for years.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it is a natural fit.
Well, that was a surprise to me too, Corey, that the Academy has put together a three-year exclusive deal for you to provide the wines for the Governor's Ball.
Yeah, exactly. So there's been, they've done this before, and so what we had to do, it was a big process. It's actually about 18 months that we went down and presented wines, and we made something very special, a little bit of Chardonnay and a red blend that we did. And so they wanted something that nobody else is going to be able to get. And so that's what we were able to do.
You're going to be going with the Director's Cut Collection, I believe, being poured down at the party.
That's correct. So we did, we have the Director's Cut, and then within that, what we did, we selected about 55 cases, which is two barrels of wine, which is some of the best stuff that we made from that vintage. We set that aside, and that's what we're bottling for the Academy.
That sounds pretty special. Now, so when did you get the nod, actually, the official word that you were going to be the representative of the wine country in North Bay at the Oscars?
Yeah, it was about 3 months ago. We went down in October, mm-hmm. and we had a big presentation to the governor of the ball and his group, and there's about eight of us, and it was really a selection process, and they kind of went through and said, yes, I like this one, I don't like this one, and so it was a waiting game, and then we got the nod a few months ago.
And you guys aren't taking this. Like, you're going with the bold wines, though. You want something really to pop down there.
Yeah, so we went down this last week and met with all the media. There was about 100 media, and so we did a presentation. And so our philosophy was to make something that appeals to a lot of people. So Chardonnay, of course,
yes.
The number one selling wine in America, and then a red blend. And red blend categories are really hot. So the red blend, we did a little bit of Zinfandel from Dry Creek, which is probably the best region in all of California to grow Zinfandel, and then Alexander Valley Cabernet as well. And so those two together have made a really supple, pretty red wine.
Apparently it made an impression, that's for sure.
Yeah,
I have to ask you, Corey, is Francis ever going to make another movie?
Yeah, you know, he's working on some things. He definitely is still very active within the film industry, and he's been working on a few things. So I would stay tuned. How about that?
That sounds vague enough, but we're always happy to have your company in our own backyard. And I guess you'll be, I don't know, well, along with all the Hollywood elite, of course, Wolfgang Puck will be down there cooking some foods to go with those Coppola Winery wines.
Yeah, we did. Like I said, we were down there this last week, and he has his famous chicken pot pie. And I'll tell you, that paired so well with the Chardonnay.
Ooh,
absolutely incredible. So the stars and everybody at the Oscars, they're going to be in for a special treat.
Now, do you do anything differently with the labeling process now that you're going to be represented at the Oscars?
That's a great question. It is the Director's Cut label, but on the label, Francis, well, and for those of you who don't know, Francis designs all of our labels. So on this particular label is the Director's Cut that wraps around. It's a film strip that wraps around the bottle twice. But Francis said put on this one the 89th edition, which is this year is the 89th Oscars.
Oh, nice.
So it's a nice special touch that's on there.
Okay, so we may see two new labels in the coming 2 years.
That's correct. That's correct.
Well, are you guys excited about it?
Oh, we're thrilled. It's wonderful. It's a great fit. And quite honestly, it's great for us to showcase Sonoma County. Russian River Chardonnay.
Yep.
Dry Creek Zinfandel and Alexander Valley Cabernet on the on a world stage. Very excited about that.
Who gets to go from the winery?
We get four tickets, and our CEO is going with his wife, and we're taking a customer, a very good customer, to the Oscars.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get to do the red carpet thing, or...?
There will be the red carpet thing, yes. I guess there's two red carpets. There's one for the stars and then one for everybody else.
Well, that sounds fantastic, Corey, and congratulations.
Good. Well, thank you for having me on. We really appreciate it. And thank you for all the support.
Happy to do it. It's always great to see Sonoma County represented in such fine fashion and in pretty good company this coming Sunday.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's Corey Beck. Thanks, Corey.
Thank you.
He's the winemaker from Francis Ford Coppola's winery in Geyserville, represented this weekend at the Oscars, and we're looking forward to that.